olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Bula Frank.
Bula, Ioane. It's nice to be back.
Tell me your version of Filipita people. Who are they? Where did they come from? And as a Samoan talking to you, am I a Filipita person and why is that? So start with the first part. Your version of Filipita people. Who are they and where did they come from?
Well, the Lapita people, it all depends how you define Lapita people. There's often been linguists and many archaeologists have argued that Lapita people were actually Austronesian speakers who migrated out of Southeast Asia, ultimately out of Taiwan, and perhaps ultimately out of China. But then again, as the conference several papers demonstrated or wish to demonstrate, who are the Lapita people? And I think I mentioned that in the previous interview, that it's always a problem when we try to equate culture, language, and biology. And if you're familiar with the Te Uma excavations, I think there have been similar studies in Tonga. These are very difficult questions to answer. Lapita is defined by a distinctive pottery style. I think I mentioned that last time. But then again, do you equate that with speakers of an Austronesian language? Yes or no? So what we've learned about during this conference is that these are questions that are probably never going to be truly answered or completely answered. So the Lapita people are people who probably spoke Austronesian languages.
Let me take you back there. Yeah. Just define Austronesian languages.
Austronesian languages, a group of languages, interrelated languages that are spoken in many parts of Southeast Asia and also in Madagascar. All the languages spoken in Polynesia, Micronesia, and many of the languages spoken in Melanesian are part of this large language family. So these are people who share commonalities in terms of language. The big question is, does commonality in language mean commonality in culture? I would say to some degree, yes. Does it mean commonality in terms of genetic background? The answer is probably yes and no. And this is where it gets complex. The age-old issue of how do we or do we need to equate language, culture, and biology. So Lapita, to be succinct, Lapita is a distinctive pottery style, a distinctive decorative system, and it's often associated with speakers of Proto-Oceania, which is a sub-branch of Proto-Oceania. So I'm not sure if I've answered your question, but so it's a very complex issue. But if you talk about Lapita, and I think I mentioned that last time, its site, the eponymous Lapita site was in New Caledonia, was identified in New Caledonia. The similar pottery was found in Britain and Tonga. And the story goes that the archaeologist at the time, who was having hearing problems, mistranslated the local term, and then it became Lapita. And the rest is technically history, as they say. More pottery was identified, it's associated with a group of people. And for a long time, archaeologists assumed that this group of people was somewhat homogenous, that they intermingled perhaps with people who had already settled in near Oceania, the so-called Papuan speakers. But as we learned at the conference, but also in previous publications, as we uncover more evidence, more human burials, and even linguists have a role to play in all this debate, the story is a lot more complex.
Now, if they came from Taiwan or China, if they ultimately came from there, then they, you know, as some of the evidence goes, they settled in what is now the Bismarck Archipelago for however long, and then they moved with this kind of pottery with its distinctive indentation and what have you. And centuries later, fragments of these potteries were found in places like Tonga and Samoa. How do you draw the evidence from Taiwan to Samoa through these fragments of pottery?
Well, thank you for that question, because, you know, Lapita, as I might have mentioned earlier, is unique to Oceania. Although I think they found a few pottery sherds to the west in Borneo, although I think it was more Talisia obsidian. But the Lapita design system, the Lapita motifs, that appears to be an innovation of Oceania, near Oceania, particularly New Britain and Musau and adjacent islands. So the pottery style itself is unique to Oceania, but the technique of making pottery, I'm not sure about the linguistic evidence, but the technique of making pottery was most likely introduced from Southeast Asia and ultimately from Taiwan. But I'd like to emphasize, and I'm sure most archaeologists would agree, that the Lapita design system or Lapita motifs are unique to Oceania. Now, whether they are an influenced, I'm referring to the design system here, whether they were influenced by people who were there before the Austronesian peoples appeared, we don't know. But the fact remains that Lapita, as a decorative system, is indigenous. In other words, indigenous to near Oceania, although the technology was probably brought in from Southeast Asia.
What other evidence is there? You're talking about the linguistic evidence. I've just returned from Indonesia and met some people who are actually based in Jakarta, but they come from Sulawesi. And some of the words there I actually found quite intriguing. The closeness to Samoan, for example. Because there has been some suggestion that the Lapita people would have passed through that area, which is now Sulawesi.
So I'm sorry, could you rephrase your question?
The linguistic, it's not just the pottery. You were talking about the Austronesian languages as part of the other evidence. And then you were talking about the Proto-Oceania languages. I presume these would be the languages that would be ancient Tongan and ancient Samoan.
Correct. Yeah.
And how is that? I mean, is there any suggestion of the pottery and the languages? And as you say, the genetic evidence pointing to the fact that these are the same people who migrated, or was it one migration?
Well, these are very difficult questions to answer, Ioane, simply because, as I mentioned earlier, I think it's pretty robust when we argue that the pottery technology was no doubt introduced from island Southeast Asia and ultimately Taiwan and mainland China. But then it becomes complicated because near Oceania, New Britain, New Guinea, and many adjacent islands had already been settled for at least 40,000 years by non-Austronesian speakers. So there were people there in near Oceania when the Austronesian speakers arrived. And then we have to be very careful, simply because you find a Lepidopod doesn't necessarily tell you what language the maker of that pod spoke. Doesn't tell you what the biological or genetic makeup of that individual was. So I think we have gone beyond the framework of equating language, culture, and biology, which is basically rule number one in anthropology, which was highlighted by Franz Boas decades ago, that, you know, there's no such thing. I mean, you can have language being transmitted independent of genetics and ultimately independent of certain cultural and technological innovations. But I think there's strong enough support to suggest that, well, if you look at Tonga and Samoa, the speakers there are speakers of an Austronesian language. There's no doubt about that. We also found Lapita pottery in those places. But if you look at the genetics of Tongans and Samoans and other peoples in Oceania, you find that, it's a little bit more complex than that.
When did there is a suggestion that for thousands of years, either because of the lack of materials, that the practice of making Lapita pottery, or making pottery that we now know as Lapita ceased in places like Tonga and especially Samoa. Why was that?
Well, that's my favorite question. I've explored that many, many years ago during at a conference. There's no easy answer to that. In some cases, you might argue, and I think it's pretty easily explained on atoll where you do not find clay. But why did pottery disappear? Pottery was manufactured for, hundreds of years in places like Tonga and Samoa, which had good clay, and then disappeared. So that's the age-old question. Why did Lapita disappear? I don't think it was because of lack of clay or tempering material. There was social transformation when Lapita pots became less important from a cultural and social point of view. And then if you look at the sequence of Lapita, if I may use the word Lapita, decline in terms of decorative system, vessel shape, and so forth, as people became more isolated, relatively speaking, pottery, the highly decorated pottery that you find in early Lapita sites, the function of this highly decorated pottery changed, or it was no longer useful in that sense. And that led, in many cases, to a more simplified decorative system, changes in vessel form, and ultimately, pottery disappears pretty much everywhere in Polynesia, although in Fiji and in other places in Melanesia, pottery continued to be made, but is no longer identified as Lapita. So the so-called disappearance of pottery in Polynesia, I don't really agree that there's an environmental explanation for that, because people were making pottery for hundreds of years. And then, the pottery, for example, boiling foods in pottery was basically replaced by fire pits, umus, and perhaps they were boiling in calabashes and perhaps stone bowls and perhaps even giant clams. We do not know. But I think it has more to do with social transformations of Lapita societies. And the role of pottery was, the idea that it was symbolic, and we had a lot of papers covering that. And then, ultimately, we don't know the details. There was social change, social transformation, and that led, ultimately, to a more simplified design. And ultimately, pottery lost its entire kind of meaning or function. And that's the way I look at it.
The linguistic evidence, though, continues, for example, in later migrations towards eastern Polynesia and up north to Hawaii and to Aotearoa New Zealand. Has any evidence of any Lapita pottery found in eastern Polynesia and
no.
and Micronesia?
No. Well, Micronesia has a different ballgame. Yeah. But no, there was pottery found in places like Marquesas, Cook Islands, nothing in Hawaii, nothing pre-contact in Hawaii. But, you know, I did ask that question during the conference, and the few potsherds that were found, especially those in the Marquesas, I think about a dozen or less, were much later than Lapita. Some of the ware was from, could be traced geochemically to Fiji. So yeah, there is no evidence. I'm not saying we will never find any, but there's currently no evidence that the pottery that was found in eastern Polynesia was Lapita. There is pottery, but it might have been introduced after Lapita as a design system, as a cultural complex had essentially transformed itself into to other things.
I'm trying to get my head around this, Dr. Thomas. You know, the Lapita culture essentially originated from Taiwan or mainland China. These are different group of people who came through what is now the Bismarck Archipelago with you would have been their own language, but with this distinctive pottery. And they would have come across these islands, and there are already people inhabiting those islands with their own culture, their own genetic makeup, their own languages. And then they intermingle, and the culture through the pottery and maybe the language and the DNA and the genetics moved with them towards the rest of the Pacific. Is that the story?
Well, actually, I'd like to sort of not correct you, but basically, you know, elaborate a little bit. When you mentioned that the Lapita culture originated in Taiwan and Southeast Asia, as I mentioned earlier, it's not Lapita. Mm. Lapita, as I mentioned earlier, is definitely a product of societies. Where to what degree they intermingle with existing inhabitants, we're not quite certain. We do find pottery, which is 6,000 years old, 5,000 years old in China and Taiwan. So I think it's reasonable to assume that pottery was introduced into Oceania from those regions. But when you say Lapita, you're talking specifically about the Lapita decorative system. Mm. So to suggest that Lapita is found or originated in Southeast Asia would be correct. The second point, and that's being hardly debated, is when did the people, the Austronesians who came out from Taiwan and Southeast Asia and, you know, passed through Island Melanesia before migrating to Polynesia, to what extent? And that is the big question, to what extent did they actually intermingle with existing inhabitants? Mm. The evidence, which is controversial, the evidence from Te Uma, the evidence from, I forgot the name of the site, in that early Tongan, that early Lapita site in Tonga, the sample of the burials that they studied suggests that at least certain individuals had not intermingled at all, or very little, inhabitants of near Oceania. And of course, people, some archaeologists, some linguists, and some biological anthropologists have suggested that the so-called Melanesian influence, especially in Vanuatu and Fiji, came a bit later. We're not sure if it was a pulse or a series of smaller migrations. So So the idea that people intermingled in Near Oceania, the Austronesian speakers and the Papuan speakers, I'm not saying it's being debunked, but it's actually being argued that the so-called Melanesian influence in places like Vanuatu and Tonga and no doubt Fiji probably came, some people would argue much later, but others have argued they were on the heels of the Lapita people. So, as I said earlier, simply because you find a Lapita pot does not necessarily mean that it was made by, I don't want to say a Lapita speaker, made by an Austronesian speaker. It is likely, but then again, as I mentioned earlier, we have to be very careful when we try to equate language, biology, and culture. We have to be very careful with that.
On that note, Dr. Frank Thomas, thank you so much for your time.
It's actually a pleasure. I hope it all makes sense somehow.
I think it does, and I think our listeners will definitely make sense of that. It's a very interesting idea. It's a very interesting concept to actually mull over and consider the origins or the peopling of the Pacific, and how these fragments and sherds of pottery and comparative linguistics and genetics all come together.
Yes, it's absolutely fascinating. And I think I mentioned that in the first interview. It's unfortunate that we did not bring together a sufficient number of biologists and linguists. We had a few linguists, but we were really hoping there would be a session or more debates about those issues that we talked about this evening, Ioane. But instead, we had a series, we had wonderful presentations, different sessions, but I was really expecting something else. And perhaps at the next conference, which has not been decided yet, we will have more data and more discussions on those issues.
Thank you for your time, and we'll talk more.
Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fela vai mawailau podcast.